This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just can't stay away, can you? Hello, John Grayson.
Hello, Scott Parks. How are you?
Did you come in
good.
To say goodbye again?
Well, not technically. I had borrowed a microphone from here and had to bring that back. And Quentin, who runs what used to be my show, he came over to the house and grabbed a bunch of stuff that I was trying to get rid of. And one of them was a TV, but he forgot the remote.
Yeah.
And so I've been promising him the remote now for like 2 weeks. And so I was like, all right, this is the last chance. So I just dropped the remote off in there with Sam. And so I figure it'll be safe until morning.
Well, I hope you're right. You've been in that room before, right?
That's true.
Okay. Yes.
You are getting some like global attention for your uprooting move out of this country,
which is just weird. I mean, all I'm doing is moving, you know, and yet I got a message on Facebook a couple of days ago from a woman. And it was one of those things where you get these messages on Facebook and you're like, no, you're not.
Right.
And she said, yeah, I am a reporter in New York, but I work for the Japanese financial paper Nikkei. And we're doing a story on Americans who want to expatriate. Would you be willing to sit for an interview? And I was like, of course I would.
Yeah.
And I mean, the one question I didn't ask her, and I still don't know the answer to, is how on earth did you hear
find
about
me? Yes.
Me?
Did you find me?
I'm just this guy, you know? And yet there it is. So it's print media. So it's not going to be like airable anywhere, I don't think. But I mean, the interview itself isn't going to be like intact anywhere, but I will be apparently mentioned in a story.
Send it to us when it comes out. We'll put it on social.
How's your Portuguese?
You know, mezza, which is Italian, but
so it's that bad.
The answer is not good. He answered in Italian.
I am taking my courses. I'm doing my due diligence, and I'm gonna actually take in person courses once we get there. So
thank you for your furniture because I needed it.
Yeah, how did all that work out?
I took all of Grayson's furniture because I downloaded and or downsized, and now I'm upsizing, and you're moving.
And now, and I didn't want to move it.
And
so
once we're all settled, we're gonna come see you. I can't wait.
Yeah, please. Please do, because you'll love it.
I don't know where it is, but I'm so excited to come see
you. What's the city that you're moving? Porto or
Porto,
something?
Yes.
Follow the wine.
How close is that to, I mean, I know everything's roughly close to the beach, but
it looks like Greece. When I looked at the photos, I'm like, oh my God, this is stunning.
The colors. And yeah, you know what it reminded me of when we first got there was, what's the city? Is it not Positano? There's a city in Italy where all the houses are
on the cliff.
Wild colors. Yeah, exactly. Right. It looks kind of like that.
If you look,
it's right on the beach.
It is. Yeah. If you look up Americans moving to Portugal,
it's the number one destination.
Results. It is the number one destination right now.
Yeah, it used to be France and Spain. And then Portugal, out of nowhere, just exploded. And yeah, everybody, I think, is finding out the secret, you know, and I'm fine with that.
Is it an island like Alaska?
And, oh, you,
never mind.
Because of the number.
I'm not even biting.
Dana thought Alaska was an island.
The number of Americans living in Portugal, this is just since 2024, increased by almost 300%.
Yes.
Huh.
And they cite the blend of affordability, safety, high quality of life, although housing costs are rising because so many people are moving.
Housing costs are rising, but they were so low.
Right.
That even though they're rising, I mean, there was one place that we looked at. This is not the place that we ended up getting, but there was one place that we looked at renting in the city center in Porto, which was beautiful. It was in this like little mini, almost like a gated community, but that sounds so hoity-toity. It just had a wall, like a concrete wall around it. And there were like 20 units in there. They were upstairs, downstairs, two bedroom, two bath, furnished, and it was $1,600 a month.
Wow.
Imagine living in the middle of New York City. You know, where are you going to get 2,500 square feet and a two bedroom, two bath for $1,600?
Yeah.
So yeah, it is very, very inexpensive. And food is very inexpensive. You can live there on the cheap. Easily.
Well, they really built that city right up to the ocean.
Yes. Yeah, we are where our house is. I think we're 2 or 2.5 miles from the Atlantic.
Is there a beach or is it just right up to the
so
the buildings are on the ocean?
The Douro River goes between the it's kind of like North Kansas City and South Kansas City, you know. So Porto is on one side, and then I should know this. I can't remember the name of the town on the south side. But as you follow the river out into the Atlantic, there's this little outcropping that pops up from the south, and it's all beach and it's all protected. And I mean, you effectively go out there with a book and a towel, you know, and that's all they allow.
Villanova,
yes. Villanova de Gaia.
Wow. It's so cool. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
Sad for us, though.
Yeah. I will miss this. This was my life for a lot of years. I mean, 35 years I've been sitting behind microphones like this. That's a long time. And,
yeah, it's time for you to go.
that's what I said. It was like, yeah, I've been listening to me lately.
Anytime you can go on your own terms instead of someone else saying, you know, we're going to pack your bags for you is a good thing.
Well, and anybody who's been in radio has had that happen.
Oh, 100%.
So, yeah, myself included. I mean, that's never fun. And thankfully, I mean, in all those 35 years, that only happened twice, which is not bad. I mean, when you look around and see, through no fault of their own and through no lack of talent, what other people have gone through,
sure,
for format changes and things like that you have no control over.
New program director.
We're going to new country hits, and you're not new or country.
Right. I got sports out of a job once. My station in Nashville went all sports. Yep. And they said, do you want to do sports? And I said, not really. No.
Do you want to do sports? Mm-hmm.
What are you going to miss?
My kids, obviously. I think we have the little Google TV screen thing.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're going to be spending a lot of time on that because I do want to watch my grandson grow up. He's 9 now, which just blows me away. But that's going to be tough. But, you know, none of them live here in Kansas City.
Right.
3 of them are in the St. Louis area, and one of them is up in the Quad Cities. So we really don't get to see them in person much anyway.
John, my parents moved to Biloxi. I see them twice a year. If I'm lucky, I see them twice a year.
Sure.
So it wouldn't matter if we were living in Kansas City, Portugal, or somewhere else. It's twice a year.
But the other thing is, I mean, they are all doing relatively well for themselves and have the ability to come and visit if they want to.
Perfect.
So, I can't wait. I was reading an article this morning, and it was a guy who moved to Lisbon. And Lisbon was okay. We liked Lisbon.
Yeah.
We love Porto. And he was talking about these myths about moving, you know, and what you can expect and what you shouldn't expect.
Yeah.
And but at the end of the article, he was still glowing about the fact that he decided to make that journey. So
it was so neat. Pretty.
So how long is your visa for?
The visa initially, the D7, is good for 3 years. And then if you do everything right and you don't get arrested and you pay your taxes and you do what you're supposed to do, then you can kind of automatically re-up it for 2 more, a year at a time. So you go 3, then 4, then 5. And then after 5 years, you can apply for permanent residency.
Wow.
And you plan to do that.
That is the plan. Yep.
I love it. I'm looking at the photos right now. I cannot wait to come see it.
It's
truly, it just looks stunning.
Yeah. And the history, there's so much, these giant cathedrals and statues that have been there for 400 years. And
have you seen the Nate Barquette? I know how much you love comedy. He does an entire thing about going to visit Europe. Mm-hmm. And he says, you look around at the buildings, you just don't understand how young the United States is.
Oh, yeah.
Because you look around at these buildings, you go, when was this built? Four?
Right. Eddie Izzard said something similar. He was like, you know, here in the States, we're like, look, they restored this building to how it looked 50 years ago. And we're like really proud of that. And the Europeans are going, yeah, okay, let me know when it gets to 500.
I wonder why that is. Because, you know, I may have been to Europe once or twice. And the buildings are so old. They still look great.
Yeah.
They still look great.
They knew how to build them.
But they're old. Mm-hmm. And here in this country, we build a stadium and 50 years later, it's going to have to be torn down.
Right. Yeah, because they built stuff out of stone and we build stuff out of concrete. Another one of the cool things, both in Lisbon and Porto, and I'm sure in lots of other towns there as well, that all of the sidewalks are cobblestone.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love it.
And it just has such a great aesthetic to it, you know?
Unless you're in a car.
Yeah, well, the streets aren't. I mean, the streets are paved.
You said over there, you walk everywhere, though. You walk everywhere.
Yeah. We're not going to have a car. We don't need one. And even, like, they have a... In Chicago, they have this where it's a public transportation pass, and it's good for the buses and the L and all that stuff. They have a similar one in Porto that also, or in Portugal, that is good for the big trains, like between cities, and all of the local metro stuff.
The trams.
The trains and the buses and all of that. And that's 40 euros a month.
Wow. I love it.
So, yeah, I mean, that versus having a car payment and insurance and all of the rest of it, no thanks.
Well, Godspeed, my friend. You will be missed.
Thank you much. I love you guys.
I will see you before Scott does because I'm coming.
Come on.
Travel easy, travel well, and we will see you soon.
The great John Grayson, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye, my friend.
Be good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.